God the Father a mighty hand clap. As you thank him for saving us in these evil days, in the generation which is the hardest unto us in our generation, and God save us in the special way. See how he brings great mysteries in our days, secrets which save, mysteries which renew, mysteries which sanctify. As they pass through the word of God to give us the rightful mindset, the mind of God the Father, the mind of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the mind of the Holy Spirit. It is I above, right from us, as see heavens higher than the earth. Even the thoughts of God is given us, they are like that, they are high above the thoughts of children of men. But see, give us the mindset, as Isaiah 55 verse 8 to 9, the ways are higher than ours, and even the thoughts are far higher than ours, as you see the blue heaven far, for it's far from the earth. But it is so good and so precious, even as that mindset that is exceeding the exceeding mindset. But never thought as children of men on the earth, but we think like him and we thank him. When you speak Paschal Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 to 16, he asks a question, but who has the mindset of Christ? Who has the mindset of God? And he said, we have his mindset. Thank you, God. We've given us your mindset. Fill us scriptures of truth. To anoint us.
And
understand your mindset. Your words. And you fulfill what is spoken in
Paul.
In the John 15. Start from verse 7. And you say that
he
abide in you, O Jesus, and your words abide in us.
Ask
all we need, we give us.
For
we shall have your mindset in us, that exceeding never think as an individual,
don't
think end on this earth, but the mind which is everlasting. That's what we've given, O Lord.
You've
given us your mindset. Forward on us your Holy Spirit.
To
think just type of thing.
After
you understood your word, as it's in the Proverbs 1 verse 23, that accept my liberals, I
pour
you my spirit,
because
you understand my words. Thus you've done it, understood your words,
the
scriptures of truth, understood mindset, Lord. If you get your mindset, we think well and we fight against any evil mindset, those to go far, they depart from us, Lord.
Be
perfected in your mindset. We think, Father, as you think,
based above
all the heavens, you see the heaven and earth. We
too
will best where you are. As we go there, we look in the heaven and earth.
Maybe
we are children of men, how they are. None of them is perfect.
Maybe we
seek a way,
we
can help them be perfect. Thank you.
That
the counsel of your words,
as in Jeremiah 23 verse 18,
caused us to understand your words. You sat us where you take counsel of your words, and you caused us, caused us to mark them,
and
you
gave
us understanding. You've sent us, you proclaim your words,
proclaim
your mindset, the holy scriptures, because you live the evil way, and deliver to it, O King of Kings. And we ourselves,
we
first done like that,
given
us your mindset, that
are above
the mindset of you and me. When
he
speaks in Psalms 139 verse 6,
he said,
touch knowledge is too big,
it's
so high, it fails me,
but
Lord, see,
if we
leero naffe
amagezi gaffe gasobola okukuwanirira
tusobola
okuwanirira endowooza
yo
weebale kitaffe weebale yesu muguwa eryokusatu
gosinzira
n'ofuga eggulu n'ensi n'ofuga eggulu
n'ensi
n'olabika mu byonna
mazima
ddala otuwadde endowooza eyo eyogerwako mu bafiripo essuula ya
2
tubeeremu endowooza eri
eyali
mu mukama waffe laba erimuffe erimuffe weebale mukama ojongera ojitusomesa endowooza yo yesu tuleme okufa ku byaffe
fekka naye
n'ebyabalala kubanga tewalowooza kutuula mu nnamulondo kyokka naye walowooza
laba
olijja okutulokola tuliba basika wamu naawe
tuli
bazadde wamu naawe olibeera mukulu waffe
naffe
tulibeera batoobo mukama endowooza yennungi eyagaliza abalala eyatufiira ku musalaba eyo eyo naffe mwe twagala okutambulira okulokola abangi
nga tukyawa
obubi kubanga naye wakyawa obubi
n'oyagala
obutuukirivu
katonda
kitaffe
n'akufubako
amafuta okusinga ffe baganda bo
naye
naffe tulwana mu ngeri yemu
mu
mirembe gyaffe okufuna endowooza eyiyo endowooza ensukkulumu weebale omwoyo omutukuvu olw'okuteekamu endowooza yo kubanga atugamba yokaana
6:63
ebigambo bye mbagamba
bwe
mwoyo
bwe
bulamu
weebale
otuwandiisemu endowooza yo omwoyo omutukuvu
otaddemu
eryawandiikibwa tubijjukira
twongere
amaanyi tubitambuliremu
tubikole
tubibuulire abalala
nabo
babifune
bafune
endowooza yo baleme okulowooza ng'abaana b'abantu
kubanga
agamba mu
Isaaya
tiva ku bantu ekibalowoozesa kiki
ne
batayinza kulowooza era ne babeeranga
bamagezi
mu kukola ebibi naye nga mu kukola obulungi
tebalina
kumanya
naye
ffe otuwadde twagala kunyweza twagala kunyweza twagala kunyweza nga bamalayika abatukuvu bwe baakola
ne
bawangula olw'omusaayi gw'omwana gw'endiga
n'olw'ekigambo
eky'obujulizi bwabwe
naffe
tunyweza tunyweza endowooza yo kitaffe endowooza ensi
Excellent minds,
ereme abangi
which fails many,
otuwadde amaanyi
ogenda
ginyweza
mukamaukolamu
ne bamalayika babatukuvu abagamba bulijjo n'abategeeza mu byawandiikibwa
ebyandikibwa
mu byamazima
abo nga
batambulira mu ndowooza yo era be bazira ab'amaanyi
abatuukiriza
ekigambo kyo
abawulira
eddoboozi ly'ekigambo
kyo kyekyo
kyokka kye bawulira
endowooza
yo ayi mukama okufa ku bibyo ayi mukama
mulimu
mukulu
weebale
ayi kabaka wabakabaka
you king of kings
tukuddiza ekitiibwa
n'ettendo
tukwebazanga leero otwawudde wakati mu
nsi
wakati mu lutalo olw'amaanyi olw'ekibi
otulondedde
ayi mukama
otulondedde
mu muliro gw'ekibira
gunyooka
mu kikoomi ky'ekibi
nakitandisa
okutwokya
nakitandisa
omumalawo emitima
nakitandisa
okutulya amagezi
nakiri
omuntu w'omunda ekibi nga kimalawo omuntu watulonze mu kikoomi
ky'ekibi
watulonze ng'omubi
sitaani
atusaanyaawo olyoke otuwonyeewo otufuula omulembe
omuggya ogulina
okumanya katonda okujjudde n'ekitiibwa kyo abaana abalina okuzaalibwa abaana abakumanyi abaana abajulira emirimu gy'emikono gyo naffe tuli leero bwe tutyo naye tunaakola bwe tutyo okwetola ensi yonna okunoonya bonna abajogebwa sitaani
O King of Kings,
let
be loose.
They
become free. And they
understand
the truth that in your words.
In the name
of Lord Jesus,
we
give you praise and honor, Father.
We
thank you, O Son.
We
thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You
can take your seat.
You
can take your seat slowly.
Yongera obuuze ku muganda wo.
You move greet your brethren.
Mwagalize ebirungi ebiva eri Katonda Kitaffe.
Wish them good things come from God the Father.
Eri omwana.
Unto the Son.
Eri omwoyo omutukuvu.
And unto the Holy Spirit.
Okuyitamu omusango gya Katonda.
Pass through the seven spirits of God.
Obayogera mu kubiku lw'essuula esooka.
Speak Revelation chapter 1.
Olw'okusana olw'okuna.
The verse 3 and 4.
Ebiva eri oyo
yaliwo. That those which come from one who was.
Aliwo.
One who is.
Yajja okubaawo.
And who is going to be.
Era ebiva eri emyo omusango gya Katonda.
Come from seven spirits of God.
Ebyo ebituukiridde
byokka. They are those perfected alone. the blessing that perfect. If it's goodness, it perfects. We thank God for the time is given us again this day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the
midst, as we move with part 20, part
21.
Sure. On the book of God's mega last agenda on the earth, on this day, we are going to get a brief break. Write it down. It's a break. Sure.
Tugenda kuba tulaba ministries internal wars.
Tugenda kulaba entalo z'obuweereza z'omunda. Yes.
Ministries internal wars.
Entalo z'obuweereza ez'omunda. These don't come from outside. They are not wizards who put them there.
Simadini.
Not religions. They are not ones who fight them. Not different beliefs in the world. And it is not the false salvation. These are wars. They are internal in the ministries. And they are between children of God. And they have one use them from outside. Sure.
Ministries, internal wars.
Entalo z'obuweereza ez'omunda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Entalo zino.
These wars.
Sibarogobe
baziruana. They are not wizards who fight them.
Amen.
Simadini.
Not religions. Not different beliefs in the world. Not the false salvation. But children of God themselves. They are ones who fight them. As they are used by the evil one. And they commit themselves to him. Yes. Ministry internal wars.
Ministries or churches internal wars.
O hizo zita obuweleza oba entalo za makanisa ezomunda. Sure.
Ministries or churches internal wars.
Obuweleza oba entalo za makanisa ezomunda.
Entalo z'obuweleza oba entalo za kanisa ezomunda.
Yes, ministries or church internal wars. Sure. They are right within the system. And they have a way. Sure. And we are going to see mostly. Look at their way. The way. Of the ministries and church internal wars. After we understand the way, it is easy to block it. And right from today, we are going to block all those ways. No matter who you are, no matter what, we have to stop these wars.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ministries, ministry or churches, internal wars.
Entalo zama kanisa, oba ozobuweleze zomunda. Yes.
Tukugambi.
We have told you.
Abarogosibe bazirwana.
Wizards are not the ones who fight them.
Simadeni.
Not religions. Not beliefs in the world. Not the false salvation. Or the false churches. But children of God within the ministry. Or within that church. And they are used by the evil one. He pays from outside. Doesn't waste time, come in. We see them because we shall not be able to fulfill God's mega last agenda on the earth.
Or
call it the book about full knowledge of God international ministries. And God's worldwide call basing in Africa, Uganda.
We
cannot do it when these wars not yet blocked their ways. So that's why I've told you that where all the ways of the wars within ministries or in the churches. Yes. The first way, creating there a belief, creating there a false belief. In the midst of the belief of that ministry or that church. Yes. Way number one. The way number one. Creating a false belief. In the midst of the belief of that ministry or that church. We are going to get explained, but we are first listing them. Yes. The second way, creating their a religion, or call them the characters. Creating their a false belief, or call them characters or behaviors. Those false characters. In the midst of the religion or the characters of that ministry or that church, in the midst of opposing the characters, in the midst of opposing the religion and the characters,
behaviors
of that ministry or that church. Yes. The third way, and it is very important. Those who create there these false beliefs and these false behaviors or religions in that ministry or that church, those who create them,
corruptors children.
They are called the corrupting children. Oh, children.
Okay.
Let's say those who create there those false beliefs. Those
who
create the false beliefs or religions or behaviors in the midst of those ministries of that church.
Their
children who hold the spots of Satan. They have spots, wrinkles, and scorns, blasphemies of Satan. And they came with them into the system. And they retained them. Some of them are called corrupting children.
Children
attached on a spot of corrupting others. Yes. But they don't totally believe to take those spots from them. I'm seeing the way clear.
Hallelujah.
Let me help you written down very well. We want to go back to the first point.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have been told that one of the main ways which brings those internal wars in the ministry or in the church, it's to create there a false belief
wakati mu nzikiriza y'obuweereza obwo,
in the midst of belief of that ministry, or that church, for example,
we
have many people in the full knowledge of God international ministries.
Those
who move on to create a false belief, even a false religion,
or
they call them behaviors of not fearing God. In the midst of the fight with the belief, even the religion, call them behaviors of full knowledge of God in the national ministries. And these ones, we are to block their way. No matter who you are, whether it's me, apostle, it means there's no one else.
Even
if my wife, my child, whether you deceive yourself, be my close friend.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've told you the example. There are people in full knowledge of God in the national ministries who are moving on creating the false belief,
even
a religion or the false behaviors, in fighting the belief. Even the religion or behaviors of full knowledge of God international ministries, those meant to help us fulfill God's worldwide call, basically in Africa, Uganda. It means no matter who you are, whether me apostle, or my wife, whether children, whether you think to be my close friend, this concerns the whole world.
It
does not concern me alone. We have to stop you in any way to block that way.
In
the time we speak of a belief, we as full knowledge of God in the national ministries, we believe in the existence of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as our Lords. Those you cannot oppose, but those we hear and believe, passing it through the word, and we do.
And
if we find you oppose that,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we speak of a belief, our belief as full knowledge of God in the national ministries, we believe in presence of God the Father, the Son, one we call the Word, Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit. And when they speak, passing through the Word, we just do without opposing. But if we dare find you opposing, you will tell us the God whom you know. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, he says this. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
Ere wataba kukiriza, tekiyinzika kusimibwa. Kubanga je eri Katonda, kimugwanira okukiriza nga Katonda wali. Era nga ye mugabi w'empeera eri abo abamunoonya.
But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yes.
If you came,
you
have to believe that God the Father is present. God the Word with us, the Son, he is present. It is Jesus Christ. Even God the Holy Spirit.
One we know a spirit of the Lord. And to make them be pleased. We have believed the word they have told us. And we do it.
If
are not in that group and you came here. You did a great mistake to come here. You are in the wrong place.
I
don't know how you came and don't believe his presence.
And
you don't want
to
believe you me, please him as you do his words. Because when we read in Romans chapter 10, verse 17,
he
said that faith through which we believe and his presence, it comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's read we here. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes. A person who goes beyond those. A person who creates there another belief. If thou first believe Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. That no one can please God without faith.
And
one who comes before God must believe that God is present,
and
that he is the rewarder unto all who seek him. You have to come here
and
understand that there is God the Father. There is God the Word.
Once
we know the Son, Jesus Christ. And there is God the Holy Spirit.
When
we know a spirit of the Lord. And to please them, we have to believe. When we believe, we believed after hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
As
Romans 10 verse 17 says, that faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You, when you come here, you're going to listen to stories, rumamongers, and the things like those.
To
creating another belief, we are not going to accept you here. Yes.
Or
maybe when you came, you didn't know where you've come to. You begin to mind words which are useless. And when you believe, you have to prove you believe with all your heart. If you see it retained some portion of unbelief,
it
doesn't need to remain as pillars of ministry here. Yes. Maybe you've never understood coming towards God what it means. And you remain with your funny things. Try to create another belief. A false belief. If you had a dream, or you had a vision, we want out is to believe that is God the Father. The word of the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord,
the
one we want to hear in your dream as he speaks.
He
speaks as his word is. Then we believe with our hearts.
It
want us follow your dreams and your beliefs. It means you create another belief. And one, as you came to join Full Knowledge of God International Ministries, we fulfill God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda. God's final work on this planet Earth,
revival,
in revival and restoration of all things.
We know the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever. The ministry prepared nations for coming back of the Lord Jesus and the end of ages. Must believe in the belief we believe in. We believe praises of God the Father, the Son, what we know as the Word, Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Lord. And we believe them after hearing, hearing their Word, hearing the Scriptures. And we have to believe
with
all our hearts not to hold any doubts in us.
Is still
doubting as we prove to them, but not as you, together as our pillar. Yes. Not as you.
That
you doubt you're considered among pillars.
Yes,
impossible.
Romans
chapter 10. Verse 10, he says this. Romans chapter 10, verse 10.
Omuntu akiriza na mutima okuweebwa obutuukirivu era atulana akamwa okulokoka.
For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
You
have to believe with all your heart. And you must have confessed and you got saved. If you're not yet saved and not among pillars of the ministry, you have to put you in the new people we are still instructing. Those still corrected with water through the word. But you're not trusted even to be inquired from.
And
the new person is not supposed to ask you of any word if you've never believed with all your heart. And you must believe. And at the same time, you put in action. And not to read
that
women clothed as those fear gods, you have to believe for many years, you still clothe the skimpy clothing. Your belief is not understood. Another belief you create here. Those have been there through ministries of God and churches of God. They are the holy ones. And devils have not wasted time even enter into those ministries. And they have not entered those churches. And they know they have there. Children who entered with sports and he retained them. Yes. In James chapter 2, verse
26,
he says, after you believe, you have to do.
For
faith without works, it's dead, it's not there. It's false. Now you know, if you belong here in full knowledge, even if it's 6 months, and you've understood well our belief, how it is, and you begin to create that false belief, woe unto you. You are worthy to be cast, you who bring another gospel. Let's read James, we see.
Yakobo esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaga.
James chapter 2 verse 26.
Kubanga omubiri watali mwoyo begubanga gufudde era n'okukiriza bwe kutyo awatali bikolwa nga kufudde.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yes. There are people who create a false belief. And it's false.
They teach
all things they don't do them. They claim they change slowly. That we have to understand them. You. We did come here to understand you. Came here to understand God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is the eternal life.
If
never read well, John 17 verse 3, eternal life
is know
the one true God, Christ Jesus is saying, not you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you enter full knowledge, you know we have a belief, don't create there another.
See,
ask that belief, how is it?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tukiriza mukwera kwa Katonda
Chitaffe. We believe presence of God the Father.
Chigambo kwetu manyingo mwana Yesu
Kristo. The word we know the Son Jesus Christ.
No moyo mutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Eranga bano bakama bafi.
In these our Lords.
Abogera muchigambo.
Speaking through the words.
Ne tukiriza.
And we believe.
Awatali kuwakana wadda
kati. Without arguing.
Wabulo kuteka obutesi
munkola. Just to put in action. If you want to bring your other lords,
we
are not going to allow you. That is a Broadway. But I want to pass through today, you understand how it is. And if you've been there,
not yet
know what you do perhaps, in the midst of opposing what I preach to you,
no way
you're going to believe God before I've been sent. When
he
speaks in Romans, he says, how shall they believe when they have not been preached to? Let's read, we see. Romans chapter 10, verse
14.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Verse
15.
And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Yes. How will they call upon one they have not believed? How will they believe him when no one is sent? How will they preach to when they have not been sent unto someone? And he would have thanked so much for those who believe the gospel of glad tidings. And you say, how good those feet, how beautiful they be followed or raised.
But
you need to follow their footsteps where are they gone? For they are just beautiful.
No
way you can believe God till you've believed them. For when he speaks, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 40, he said, one who believes you is believed me. One who believes me is believed the Father. Yes. Now, how you understand things in the wrong way, yet another belief. And the world rise in the midst of ministry. In that church, in those holy ones, no demon you're casting. You have to catch that evil one. Move him from out of the midst. Is now a demon in the midst. Read me there, we hear. Matthew chapter 10, verse 40.
Akiriza mwe nga kirizanze.
He that receives you receiveth me,
And he that receives me receives him that sent me. Yes. Receives those saints from God, right from Jesus, has received Jesus. If those who receive Jesus, they have received one who sent him, the Father. But we told you our belief. We believe in presence of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And those are our Lord. When they speak in their words, we just believe. We do it.
Those
sent to us to preach us their words. When it reaches like that, people don't believe like that.
There
are people create a false belief and cause us believe God who didn't create heavens and earth. And they preach to us many stories as they twist the meaning of the word of God. When we teach it like this and they twist it. When we teach it like this, they twist the meaning. When we teach like this, they subtract. And they tell you something which is halfway. You understand in another way. If Satan has been using you like that,
it's
time you cast off that way. But you may have not known what even you are creating. You create another belief. The ministry of belief of full knowledge of God, international ministries. You are not serious. If you will fail, we have to take you from our midst. For we ask full knowledge. As we differ from other ministries or other churches. We have no demons we fight with here.
Now,
understood demons of humans. And humans at the same time demons.
Human demon.
Human demons. Human demons. If you had begun to gradually become that, you fight on yourself when there's still time. For he says, such kind, there are false apostles who appear as apostles of Christ, or shepherds of Christ, or evangelists of Christ. For to transform into that, even their master Lucifer, who is far, he does the same. This
is
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14.
So si kya magero kubanga ne Satan yefananya nga malaika wo musana.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 13.
Kubanga abalinga abo be batuma abo bulimba abakoze abo bukusa abefananya nga batume ba Kristo.
For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Yes, such they are false apostles, deceitful workers.
They
are into the thing. And they are deceitful, hypocrites. Let me tell you, raise prophets, rise up, pastors, raise up in the church, evangelists, musicians. But some of us,
we
retained the other things Satan attached on us. If we have spots and wrinkles, even the blasphemies of Satan. Some we are corrupt. We corrupt others. We retain those spots.
nga tuli muli tukola n'okuweereza
tuweereza some of them don't even know
ntikyali mukukola
okutonda onzikuliza ndala
bw'omuyita omulungamye mu kkubo ery'obulamu banyigiriza ekirabo
kyange
sooka omaleyo oluddemu olunyiri olwoyimira
olwekkumi
abakolinso ekyokubiri essuula ey'ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu
2 Corinthians 11:13
kubanga abalinga abo be batume ab'obulimba abakozi ab'obukuusa abeefaananya ng'abatume ba kristo
for such are false apostles deceitful workers transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Verse 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Verse 15.
Therefore it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. They have transformed themselves as workers of righteousness. Some of the parts of the righteousness in the church, they do them.
But
after they try to put in another hard word, when they converse with someone, one who is simple or the new person, have a way they put in them words which are causing stubbornness in them, those corrupting them.
But
at times they seem like workers of righteousness. They can even follow with righteousness in their ministry. They can even call you our Lord. Yes. But if I'm gone in March, because those are many,
look to standard strategies
that we shall cover ahead in God's make a last agenda on the earth. That is standard strategy number 2. It is called our belief.
The
belief of full knowledge of God, international ministries,
ministry ethics,
even ministry ethics, ministry ethics.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But after you appear like that, creating there another belief. The ministry of belief of this ministry or this church of the holy ones of God, if you retain them, we no more have demons to cast. You are now the demon. And most people ask themselves, why at times we stop them at the gate?
If we
begin to instruct you to change those behaviors and you refuse, began to become a demon, corrupt others. Some of you run before we chase you.
It,
as someone runs when no one chased them. Let us read. Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Yes. The wicked, when you insist on them, they run off. But the righteous ones say, then though they have rebuked me, then though they have ashamed me openly because of sin, I will stand bold as a lion. I have to serve the Lord. I have to stand in my generation. Though you rebuke and they know they want righteousness and they have not transformed themselves just a servant of righteousness. Though you rebuke them, they don't change. Just repeat it. Proverbs chapter 28, verse
1.
The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Verse
2.
For the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof. But a man of understanding and knowledge, its state shall be prolonged.
Yes.
If the land is corrupted, they set up many princesses to try to order. But there come one with understanding and knowledge. All the system.
Amen.
And some people wonder. Others run, no one pursue them. Others we chase them and they say, Apostle, what is wrong with him? Other churches gather people, he's chasing them. Who do you want to corrupt their ministry? For. This is a worldwide ministry. This is an altar of all nations. The altar of the full knowledge of God. The head God is worldwide cause. Based in Africa, Uganda. It's not upon you, one person. Not rich fulfill upon you, 2 Corinthians 5. The wicked has done what? Who retains wickedness? Remove them from your midst. Why was he speaking that? For he knew these are ones who make internal wars in the ministries. They create another belief. And he said, "These are not demons that will send angels to chase them. These ones are among you. They are in the internal walls. These beat down ministries as they begin. As they grow, they are already dead. And they exchanged everything. That man began well, but." For God's the internal walls. They praying, casting, and beating demons. We break them. Those of the wizards, those of false religions, those of the false beliefs, the false salvation, we have to start. And yet they have human demons among them. Human demons. Tell your brethren, do not be that. If one fire, you tell them this. If one who ran, tell them. What made you run, understood it, come back, align yourself. The devils cause you put an eternal child, and yet you are an eternal child. A worm into the government. The rats in the government.
What else have you ministry?
Have you seen them in ministries we have passed? We are not going to wait them grow right in here. The Lord says, let them all grow together in the harvest. That's where we shall get them out. But that is in the world, in the field. Not in the house. For one who sowed did see sow in the house, but in the field. The field is the world. They should not grow right in the church together. Here we come to become a new creation. Some are good, others are wicked.
But
not in the ministry of
you.
Not in the church of the holy ones. How will be called that of the holy ones when the dirty ones are still among them?
This human demon.
First Corinthians chapter 5 verse
7.
Mujemu ekizimbulukusa ekyedda mulyoke mubeere ekitole ekijja nga temuliimu kizimbulukusa kubanga era n'okuyitako kwaffe kwattibwa ye Kristo.
Purge out therefore the old leaven that you may be a new lump as you are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Verse 8.
Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Verse
9.
I wrote unto you in my epistle not to company with fornicators.
Verse 10.
Yet not entirely with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must you needs go out of the world.
Verse 11.
But now I have written unto you not to company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolaterer, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such a one, know not to eat. Verse
12.
For what have I to do to judge them also that are outside? Do you not you judge them that are within? Verse 13. But them that are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Yes.
He
is written the wickedness.
They
have become a demon in the church. In the ministry, create another belief. The ministry of belief of that ministry or that church. When we believe presence of God the Father, the word we know as the Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, in they are our Lord. And when they speak in their words, we believe immediately and we do immediately without twisting meaning, without subtracting, neither adding in them. Now you, and you are in unbelief, you don't put in action, you twist the meaning, you subtract, adding
to
them, you bring other gods who didn't create heavens and earth, have to get you from among us. No matter for you an apostle, at least you can't you move on the side, pray.
Said,
Lord, he began well, but where his priest has gotten ruined, he kills your work. You order him or take him away. That you always pray it. If you dare me, you see me go off track.
But
prove what you speak is right. May it go pray for one who is anointed and anointed is still on him. And you follow the hand. And the prophet of the Lord calls it dry up.
Like the
other asked, how did the Lord pass me to speak with you? Stretch the hand to touch him. You will stretch those hands. Always first believe that apostle has gone off track. Ask for the witness come from Uganda. Even outside Uganda. For the calling is the worldwide call. Even when it's moved from Uganda, it's not proven. Till it's added on witnesses from outside. Because Ugandans, you can attach hatred on me and you attach witness which is not truthful.
No,
there's something you don't know. Me, you cannot judge me till entire world prophets have come out to witness that apostle has fallen. For the calling I'm carrying is not here. I speak truth openly.
We were seven.
Always when I speak of it, I saw it was prophesied upon from Uganda and outside Uganda.
Now stop it,
bring witness in Uganda and outside Uganda. And you come with your dream. There are things you don't know, but you begin to try to challenge them. But of the other beliefs being created, other false beliefs created in the midst of the ministry, to fight those ministries of those churches, let me first end them there. But still people, they create their other religions or characters or behaviors, others which we don't believe in.
It
does not marked in the word of God, and they want us to follow them, and they begin to enter them in others slowly, gradually. When we believe to inquire from the minister, understand how we shall move,
and
we decide ourselves.
Ask,
how did you come here in the behaviors of this place? You don't believe in them.